Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for joining me here today. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're just here to start your week off with some mindfulness stress release session. And of course, I'm having my tea as I always do. I'm drinking rose tea this morning. If you have not drank rose tea, you have not lived. You have got to get this tea. I don't make a damn from it. It's just delicious. I just got to share my for my tea lovers. This is organic rose Tulsi. Tulsi, I'm sorry, did I pronounce that wrong? Yeah, organic rose Tulsi tea. Well, that's a good tea. I drink it hot or cold. It's just delicious. Anyway, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. We're here to relieve some stress from your life today. So if you're celebrating birthday, we're celebrating it with you. And I'm celebrating my husband's birthday, Tony Hose, which was yesterday. So happy birthday, honey. And we're still celebrating today and the rest of the week. So let us keep in mind the sick and the shut-in, the incarcerated and the non-believers, those who have just given up hope and faith, because that's what today's show is about. You've given up. And the topic is Mental Health Monday. Why are so many people committing suicide? Miss America just committed suicide. She just won the crown, oh, Lord. So many people, teenagers, that's what I'm finding out in my journey on homelessness. You know, we go try to keep up with what the homeless need, and our original place was Tent City on Des Plaines Avenue between Roosevelt and Taylor. And I did not know that there were so many homeless teens. I'm like, what are these young people doing out here? When I left, when my little brother got killed, when I first started going over there, it was like, you know, people in their 30s and 40s, 50s. It's young people now. And that just, like, shocked me. So we have resources, and they're on my website, Affordable Recovery, Affordable Recovery Housing. All the information is on my blog, rather, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. The information is on. Just had to share it with you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And those who are affected by COVID, let us keep them in prayer, Lord, because we know what the power of prayer can do. Do we not? Yes, we do. Deborah Peterson is progressing. Thank you for your prayers. She is progressing, but now she is in therapy, so let us pray that she will continue therapy and do very well in therapy, because I love therapy. It was painful, but I loved it because I learned how to walk again, and learning how to walk in your 60s is a challenge, okay? To say the least. Anyway, Mental Health Monday, so that's what we're talking about. If you're listening online, thank you so much for joining us this morning on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, as well as our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. And also on our my Facebook page, Zelda Speaks, and on HLN Facebook page, HLN TV1. So you want to check those out on social media. Oh, and on Instagram, I'm Zelda Speaks, number 2 and the letter U. Excuse me. Be sure and check out the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. You can always go and check it out and just see for yourself, because that's who we are and that's what we do. Okay? So, excuse me. And while you're there, if you are a person who sat in the house all day long, feeding your face, you know, because that's what we do in America, you may have developed diabetes and not know it. Ooh, yeah, you could. So go to diabeticdota.com. There's a free download there for you, okay? So get your health in order, because that's what's really going to protect you from all the garbage that's floating around out of here and the sick people. Okay. Now, if you're headed out and about this morning, let's take a look at your weather and traffic. Brought to you by Karen Kelly of itex.com, I-T-E-X.com. If you're an entrepreneur or owner, and you are in need of products or supplies or materials or clothes or cars or trucks or whatever, it's available at itex.com, and you only pay. Actually, you get a $100 bonus when you sign up, but you got to remember the promo code, which is ZELDA. Thank you, Richard Pickey, Herb Kent, Kujan. I always salute the ancestors. So mention that. And you can go shopping right away to get whatever you need for your office or home. Anyway, as you take a look at the traffic, it's Monday morning madness as you head out this morning. But one good thing, it's above freezing today. It is above 32. You know, it's 32 in Chicago. We walk around with the jackets open and may not have gloves on, so it's a good day. excuse me, sunny skies through this afternoon, 34, 35 degrees. Yay! Tuesday, 40 degrees. Yes, that's a heat wave. a little above average, but and above freezing. So we're very, very grateful that. But Tuesday night is a winter storm watch in effect. I'll be home. So you might want to think about that as you're out and about tomorrow. As we take a look at the Metro and CTA, CTA, there are no delays, but on Metro, the Ardmore train, number 13, you can expect delays due to an accident there. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, Harlem to Montrose, it's 38 minutes in and 24 minutes on the outbound. On the Edens inbound, 26, Lake Cook to the junction, 19 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, it's a whopping 36 minutes. Eisenhower's always crowd, 26 on the reverse. On the Stevenson inbound, it's 26 and 16 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, it is 25 minutes in already and 18 minutes on the reverse. The Bishop Ford, 13 minutes in both directions. And DuSabo Lakeshore Drive, 11 minutes in both directions. And that's your traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of iText.com. And now, it's time for your Monday morning inspiration. And this is called Imagine Yourself. And it says, I am on the list to receive emails, inspirational emails from Mike House. I don't know if you know who he is, but if you look on my blog, you'll see who Mike House is. And he sends something daily, and I was like, oh, I got to share this. This is always something. He has such, let me read it to you. How about that? Imagine yourself. Imagine yourself living in your ideal life. Indulge your senses and experience this ideal with your mind's eye. Visualize everything you wish to see in your life, world, and affairs. Can you feel it? Excuse me. Taste it. Hear it. Now reach with your mental hands and touch the experience. Touch it. Lay hold of it. Ask for divine guidance to bring it into manifestation. Then use the power of faith to know that it will come true. Let me say that again. Use the power of faith to know that it will come true. Believe it. Claim it. Expect it and give thanks for it. That's what that gratitude journal is all about. Because it is already yours. Have the courage to look in the face and say, no, thank you. Reach within and take hold of the strength to wave stress. Bye-bye. Worry and stress reveal only one thing. We're going to be doing a series on worry in January, so be sure to tune in. But it's on my blog. Worry and stress reveal only one thing, that you are more focused on future possible occurrences than on remaining steadfast in your faith in the divine source of all your good. Make a mental shift and change your focus and release and discard any emotion other than faith. So will thank you for it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to God, your higher power, universe, whatever you choose to call it, and it will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Inspirational Conversations with Shalom Israel, a.k.a. Zelda Speaks. It is 7:13. You know what that means? It's 7:15. We have our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Why do you do that, Zelda? Because that's part of your faith routine, part of your ritual. If you don't have a ritual, you get up in the morning, you do certain things. I get up in the morning, I squeeze a half a lemon in my room temperature water. I have a cup of tea because I just, smooth and warm and relaxed. And then I sit with my gratitude journal. Well, I didn't do it before the show, but I do it after the show today on Monday. And then I sit and listen. So what is your ritual? What's your morning ritual? It's part of what I refer to as your planned breathing breaks, because that's the time that you take the time for you first thing in the morning. You don't even have to get out of bed if you don't want to, because you don't need anybody's permission. And these are your thoughts that you give thanks before you even get up. Stretch in the morning, give thanks. You open your eyes, you can see because somebody has cataracts and they can't see. You want to think about that. And pick the three feelings that you want to feel this morning and learn to control your ants. Your ant cell, your automatic negative thoughts. You want to control those because they can get away from you. Did you know that when you have a feeling, it passes through the body in 90 seconds? You might want to investigate that. So ask yourself, what's the behavior that caused you to have the emotion in your body that you don't want? A little homework for you. You got to do some things on your own. Because you have to have, to get to a point in your life where you vibrate on a certain frequency. And that is the frequency of love. 432, or I think it's 532, the frequency of love. Go to YouTube, type it in. And have that playing during the course of the day so you can change the energy in a room because you are energy and you vibrate. You know when people walk in the room and things just don't feel right? It's their energy is off. And when we have pain, a blockage, that's the energy is being blocked. And there are Tai Chi and things that we can do to move that energy. You've got to do a little homework. I just thought I'd give you an update. But those are some of the things. 528 is the frequency of love. And you play that for free, and it will shift your energy and vibrate on a higher frequency. You can also go hug a tree, too. Why? Because you're the conduit. The skies and the ground below. Trees are rooted. And if they're rooted and you hug one, you become rooted, too, because you're the conduit between the sky and the ground. So I said that to say all this. Close your eyes, sit up straight, and let's begin the breathing process. And that will help you in your daily journey of whatever is going on. You don't need anybody's permission. You simply inhale and exhale. So let's practice that together. Sit up straight, feet flat on the floor. If you're lying in your bed, that's okay, too. First thing I want you to do is stretch. Oh, activate that body. Oh, yes, and this is what I do. Grab the back of my chair, turn around, turn that whole body around. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Mm-hmm. Yep. Did I take a deep breath? Nope, I didn't. Let's breathe together. And then turn around on the other side. Are you breathing with me or are you watching me? Come on, let's breathe. Grab that other side. Oh, yes. And see, when you have your water, your lemon water in the morning, and when you have your tea, it loosens up whatever got stuck overnight. I ate a cookie last night, so I got a little mucus this morning. But pay me no mind. You simply breathe in, and you simply breathe out. So, now you can count to four. Hold it, and breathe out through the nose. Why through the nose? Because we want to feel the stomach expand. So when you breathe in, you'll feel your stomach expand. And then you let it go. Y'all got to excuse me for a minute. I got a lot going on here. Mucus I was telling you about. You know, it does not look good on camera to be blowing your nose, so I just excuse myself. How about that? So let us inhale to the count of four. Hold it. And exhale. And this is where I feel it. I feel it in my chest immediately. I mean, I feel it in my shoulders. That's why I move my shoulders like that. But you want to place your hand on your belly and feel your belly expand. So that way you'll know you're doing it right. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale through the nose. See, I feel that relaxing right away. Inhale once more. Do you feel it? Hold it. And exhale. Shake your head if you feel it. Yeah, okay. Or you can type it in too later after the exercise. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale through the nose. Now, as you are breathing, inhaling and exhaling, your mind will have a tendency to wander. As I talk, just keep breathing. And it's okay that your mind will wander. You just simply see those thoughts as leaves floating down a river. And so I say the little song to myself, merrily, 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 life is what a dream. And it's okay. Let them float on by. Inhale deeply. And exhale, giving thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere is on a breath machine. They've got a trachea in their throat. They have asthma. They have all kinds of lung issues or breathing problems. And look at you, breathing all over your own. You go all right now. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Did you feel your stomach expand? Good. Let's breathe once more. Inhale, take these two fingers and this thumb and squeeze the back of that neck. Squeeze that meat right there in the back of that neck. You are stimulating the vagus nerves, which is stimulating your autoimmune system and all of the other systems in the body. It's just sending love, light, and energy. Oh, yes, that feels good, like a little mini massage. And then you take your fingers and knead your shoulders, because that's where we hold a lot of our tension. And that's okay. You simply breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. And as you're breathing in and breathing out and your mind is wandering to your to-do list, put your hand on your stomach and focus on the breath. That's all you got to do is breathe in. Feel that stomach expand. Hold it. And as you release, give thanks for the power of the breath. And just continue to breathe in and breathe out, giving thanks for the power of the breath. And this time, as we breathe in, let's bring the energy of the breath all the way to the top of the forehead, down through the face and the chin and the shoulders as we breathe in. Giving thanks for love, light, and energy of the breath, we send love and light and energy down through the solar plexus, the chest, and the sides, and the backs, and the hips as we breathe in. Giving thanks that that energy continues to flow down through the hips and the thighs and the knees and the legs. Feel free to rub any parts of the body that are speaking to you this morning. Excuse me, it's just simple, a reminder to send it some love, light, and healing energy as we breathe in. Sending more love, light, and healing energy down through the toes, the feet, the arches, the ankles, the insteps. Wiggle those toes as we inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the energy in those toes to send that energy back up through the ankles and the arch and the instep and the shins and the legs and the knees. Oh, yes, those glorious knees. Giving thanks because they keep us mobile. We can't do anything without them as we inhale deeply. Bringing the energy of the breath back up through the thighs and the hips and the buttocks, the back and the sides. Inhale deeply. Hand on your stomach. Did you feel that stomach inflate? Oh, good. Let's do it again. Inhale deeply. Feel that stomach inflate. Hold it. And exhale. Just marinate in that breath. It feels so good. Inhale once more. Bringing the breath up back through the sides, the back, the buttock, the arms. Oh, and stretch, simply stretch. Raise out those arms over your head and stretch in both directions as you inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale, bringing those arms down as we give thanks for the power of the breath. Inhale once more. Hold it. And this time, we repeat out loud two of the most powerful words on the planet. I am happy. Yes, and say it like you mean it. I am healthy. I am whole and complete. Just as I am. Just as I am. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And this time, bring your head down to chin to chest. And slowly rotate the head to the left. You're sitting up straight. And slowly rotate the head around to the back. Slow down, moving too fast. And slowly rotate that head around to the right. And bring it back down. Head that up. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And as you exhale, bring that head back down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the right, around to the back, slowly, slowly. I want you to feel those increments in your neck, and slowly bring it around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right side of your neck. Oh, yes, that feels good. And bringing your head back center. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And turning your head to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the left part of your neck. And exhale. And that feels so good. And as we inhale once more, let's inhale deeply. Bring those arms up and turn around to the side and stretch. Ah, that feels good, doesn't it? Yes. Thank you for stretching with me. Inhale once more. Hold it. And just marinate in the glory of your breath. Knowing that you are at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. You have just sent signals all throughout your body that no matter what happens to you today, it just happened because you have armed yourself with the power of the breath. And see, when you do that, you build an unseen shield around you that can't be penetrated because you have the ancestors, angels, whatever you want to call them, the spirit of the creator that is responsible for your being here. You have just connected with it. And it is now that you are aware of it, it is in your being and you will be protected. Doesn't matter what's going on out there. What matters is what's going on in here. Let's spend less time watching TV, less time watching movies, and just spend for every hour that you spend out there, spend an hour in here. Well, what do you mean by that, Zelda? For every hour that you're on your cell phone and your TV and the radio and the spend an hour on yourself. And you can start with 5 minutes. I can't be quiet for an hour. What am I going to do? Just get quiet. Get yourself a cup of tea, a cup of water. Just drink it and inhale. Start breathing and see what happens. And listen for the messages that will come to you. Get pen and paper. I know you all used to texting, but there's a connection between the pen and the finger and the eye. There's a connection there to the creator. You can't get that through a computer. Don't trust me. Try it. How about that? So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to share that which was shared with me. So you have divinely guided and protected yourself today. And you can do that with the power of the breath. And you be sure and share that with someone because we're all stressed out. And the way to do that is just share. Share this video. Yeah. And tell them it's 7:15. Go to the 7:15 break and you will see that. And you can also go to my YouTube page, which is Zelda Speaks or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, either one. Oh, and please subscribe. Thank you for subscribing while you're there. And I promise you, it will make a difference in the quality of your life. And that, my friends, is your introduction to Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And you can always see updates on my blog, which is Zelda Speaks. .wordpress.com. Okay, so be sure and share that. Let's take some comments before we go to our first break. My name is Latif. Grand Rising, beautiful queen teacher, looking forward to an inspirational, motivational, transformational conversation today. Please send the link. I still don't have it. I'll send it during the commercial break. Thank you, my sister. She is the executive producer of The Female Solution, and she'll be joining us very shortly right here. So you be sure and stay close if you want to join the conversation. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we will be right back. The female.
conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Okay.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you for being a part of the solution this morning here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. And I am being joined by the executive producer of The Female Solution, and that would be Naima Latif. And there she is. Welcome, my sister. Thank you for joining me this morning, looking out beautiful.
Oh, well, you know, I have to keep up with you.
So. You know, keep it up with me. I will tell you what I look like 5 minutes before I put some lipstick on, okay? looking like I need to go jump off of the river somewhere, but I'm sorry not to make light of the conversation. Oh, we're talking about mental health. It's Mental Health Mondays here on The Female Solution. The topic today is why so many people commit suicide and what can we do about it? And you know what made me really think about that, Naima? What's her name? Chelsea Crist, the extra correspondent and former Miss USA, dead at 30. They said, reports said she jumped out of a balcony window or something at 30. She was a lawyer. I didn't know Miss USA was a lawyer. She was an attorney. So what is going on in your life that would make you take your life? It's, you just, I don't want to deal with it.
You can't a future that's going to change the present state of pain that your mind is in.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see where it's going to change. You can't see where it's going to get better. You can't see that this is just a temporary situation for you to go through to get to the other side. You can't see the other side. And that's what happens. Your mind gets stuck. I heard a quote from a very wise person recently that said, people destroy the body when it's the mind that's the problem.
Ah, yes. I love that. And the mind is the problem. See, that's why we have Monday Morning Mindfulness, and that's why we have these breathing exercises, these grounding exercises, so you can get grounded. So when stuff comes at you and it's too overwhelming, you just shut it down and you just stop everything. You just start breathing. And people look at you like you're crazy, and that's okay. Let them look.
Okay. But, you know, all of us have been at a point where we were so enwrapped in our own minds, our own thoughts, our own feelings, that we couldn't believe that it was ever going to get better. And this is when you really need, sometimes you do need that voice outside your head to say something to help you change your mind.
Yes.
Because you truly are stuck in a way of thinking. And how many of us have been through, say, a painful situation like a breakup? Someone breaks your heart, and you feel like you can't live without them.
Mm.
And you see the rest of your life just sadness, loneliness, despair, rejection, and the pain is so intense. You can't see that this is temporary and it's not going to last always.
Mm-hmm. Don't last.
This is the state of being for the rest of your life, and you just don't want to feel this for the rest of your life. So you decide, I'm just going to end it. And at the time, it makes sense because that's the state of mind that you're in.
Right.
You're stuck in your feelings for the moment as if this is going to be forever, and you don't want to spend forever feeling like this. So suicide, as they say, is a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Right.
So we could just to help people see that whatever, however bad you feel, it's temporary. You can help them get through it, but they can't see that this is not going to last forever.
Nope.
And it's so painful, they just say, I don't want to feel this pain anymore. I want it to be over. So they make sure it's over.
And that's only because they have not been equipped with the tools and techniques that will give them the information they need to make informed decisions. Because the decision that you are making to commit suicide is a decision out of frustration. You don't have the tools and the techniques you need. I am not a psychologist, mental psychiatrist, or any of that. But I do listen to the Creator that told me not to kill myself when I was in high school. So I know a little something.
Yeah, I've been there too.
Yeah.
You know? I had the suicide note written out and everything.
Oh, did you?
It was poetic even. I think I told this story before. If I told this story before you all.
Well, please tell it again.
I'll tell it again. But I don't even remember what it was that triggered that thought that I can't take this anymore. You know, going through that unusual teenage phase of, everybody hates me, I'm horrible, I'm worthless, can't take it anymore. You know, so I wrote out this very poetic suicide note and, you know, laid it on the table next to the couch where I was planning to pass away. Got this big bottle of pills, took the whole bottle,
ooh,
and sat down and prepared to die.
Ooh.
Little did I know it was my father's phenomen, which don't do anything to make you go to the bathroom.
Alrighty now.
But I was planning to not wake up, you know, in this realm. And then once I realized that what I had taken was not going in my life, by that time I kind of reconsidered. I was like, hey, you know, this is not so bad. Okay, I'll just get through it and see how I feel tomorrow. And, of course, the next day everything had changed, and I was no longer suicidal. So it was a momentary low point But at the time, it just seemed so overwhelming. Because, you know, when you're a teenager, you got all these hormonal changes affecting your brain chemistry.
Yep.
And depression can be so intense at that age.
Yes.
So when you don't have anybody to recognize that you're in a state of depression and talk you out of it, talk you off the ledge, as they say.
Okay.
If you don't have anybody to do that, you can easily make that permanent solution to a temporary problem. Suicide or saying things like, I wonder if I died, if anybody would come to my funeral. You know, just, you know.
Yeah, we've had that discussion.
So, you know, it's good to pay attention if somebody's mood is a little off or their conversation is a little strange or, you know, they're a little withdrawn or they start giving away things because that's a sign. You know, sometimes they start giving away their things.
Wait a minute now. I've been cleaning out my closet for a month and I've been giving away stuff. I'm not committing suicide. Not now.
You just got a whole bunch more stuff.
I just got a bunch of stuff I got to give away. Just the record show, yeah. My suicide story was as a kid. Okay, yeah. You know, yeah. I'm throwing away stuff. Yeah.
But, you know, when people start thinking, well, I'm going to give my loved ones things to remember me by, it's because they plan to not be here sometimes. So it's just... It's good to know the signs to look for when someone's state of mind has taken a turn toward possibly harming themselves because they are having difficulty coping with an emotional, distressful situation. And you might not think somebody who seems to have it all could get to that state of depression. It's like, you know, former Miss America, you know. Okay, you what the world considers beautiful, how can you have any problems?
Right.
Oh, you're an attorney. That means you got one of those careers people consider successful.
Mm-hmm.
How can you have any problems? You know, whatever it is, it's inside of her. It was inside her mind. And it was creating feelings that she couldn't cope with. You can't see those things. No one can see those things. We only see someone how we see them. Whenever someone takes their life, everybody around them is always shocked, like, but they had everything.
They see it. Like Michael Scott, what, about 5 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, that was suspect that he was murdered, so.
I don't think he took his life. I think someone took his life because there was some politics behind
him. Yeah.
But, you know, somebody like, say, Robin Williams, the man
comedian.
Everybody laughed. You know, okay, how are you sad? You
right.
Made them laugh.
Right. Come on now.
But often people will mask pain with laughter.
Yes.
And we see, well, what is a song by Smokey Robinson, Tears of a Clown?
Tears of a Clown. One of my favorite songs, too. I never thought about that.
Tears of a Clown.
When there's no one around. Something like that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, a lot of times we perceive someone who's always happy and joyful as not having any problems because they know how to laugh it away. I think someone that, Tiffany Haddish, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's got a story, you know, and she talks about her past and how she just learned how to make people laugh. That really is a defense mechanism, you know, you keep, you know, getting beat up and all kinds
right,
of stuff.
Right.
She really had she's been through some time.
She's been through it, yeah.
Dated to what people see as success today.
And still going through. You know why? Because she was in the news not too long ago where she was arrested for drunk driving.
So she
still has things going on. People think because you have money, you don't have, you have more issues.
Right.
Because people are always trying to get some money out of you and tell me that's not an issue.
Right. And people get mad if you don't give it to them and talk about you. And if you're famous, the attitude of the public is that you don't have a right to privacy. You're
right.
Famous.
Right.
So your business is our business.
Right.
You know, and they feel free to talk about you, say nasty things to you.
Right.
They didn't even know you. But just because you have fame, suddenly you become a target.
Right.
As if you don't have feelings.
Right.
So that's a very difficult life. often people get into entertainment because they feel like if they get the love of the masses, that might miss the love of someone close to them. Like when I heard Oprah talk about her relationship with her mother, that was very interesting.
Yes.
You know, very distant, kind of. And that, your mother, when you have distance between you and your mother, that's a...
You're going to have distance with a lot of relationships in your life.
Yeah, because that's like the foundation. And when that foundation is not the close, loving, supportive relationship you need it to be for your self-esteem, you got to find that elsewhere. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, I have these masses of people who love me and adore me. The pain is still there when your mother.
Yeah, but you can't feel that love because you're disconnected, and we want to stay connected by all means. As a matter of fact, let's connect with our callers on the phone line, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go to the phone line. Area code 863-816, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, L.A., Central Florida.
Hi, L.A., Central Florida.
I've had some deep, depressing, dark thoughts. I haven't gone that far.
Wow.
And what keeps me, I guess, well, I don't know if grounded is the right word, but sinking even deeper, I catch myself because I look at, okay, whatever my ancestors who were on in that slave ship, I can't even fathom what they went through, and they survived it.
Okay.
So I'm looking at, you know what, I basically in 2022 don't have any problems compared to them.
Say
so
that.
That brings me, that lifts me from a negative state to a dark state. The other thing, I'll land on this. In today's day and age, you got to watch what you put in your body. Like, particularly since there's some prescription medication that says could cause suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything like that. And just one last thing. My mother, when this was about maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when my mother was alive, one morning she was making phone calls to friends and relatives, basically like she was dying. But I figured, because my mother was a registered nurse, and I suspect a prescription drug addict. I can't prove it, but I suspected it. So I said she probably took a combination of pills, caused her pH really to bring her body chemistry down, particularly her thinking down to a very low point. So what I did was I just happened to have some Bragg's apple vinegar cider. So I took a glass, put some water in it, put a little apple cider vinegar, gave it to her, had her drink that, and then there's a citrus orchard in the backyard. Went in the citrus orchard, plucked a grapefruit, came inside, washed it all, sliced it up, gave it to her so she can eat some fresh, raw, real food.
Okay.
And within about 15 minutes, she went from calling everybody and thinking that she was going to die and all this to she did a 180.
180.
Just that quick. I suspect she took some pills or a combination of pills that made her think that way.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm no medical professional, but I think we all, like I say, I don't take anything that, matter of fact, I haven't taken any prescription medication in a good 20 years at least.
Wow.
But if it's got on the side of it, could cause death or could cause suicidal thoughts, which a lot of people are taking medication like that these days. Or they mix and match medications that they think is safe, but in combination could cause those thoughts. Anyway, those are my thoughts and those are my comments.
Wow, thank you so much, L.A. from Central Florida. Wow, never looked at it like that. Okay.
But that's the thing. Medications that you take affect your body chemistry, which, of course, affects your brain. And it's interesting. You'll see some kind of medication maybe for a headache or joint pain or something, and then they got all these lists of possible side effects and, you know, a little small print, oh, it may cause suicidal thoughts. And I'm thinking, regardless of what pain I have, that's the worst thing that could happen, and I'm thinking of killing myself. So, you know, this is not a good medication. And this is, and I'm glad he said that, because we have been trusting the pharmaceutical industry to tamper and experiment with our bodies for too long.
Yep.
Stay and there. Many of the things that could help bring our bodies back to balance are natural things that don't require laboratory experimentation.
Mm.
Natural things, natural herbs, things growing right out of the ground. They don't have to be chemicalized or any of that. And if we would just learn how to work with Mother Nature, learn how to work with Mother Earth that's giving us everything we need, because our bodies are made of the substances in the earth, not something from a lab, but something coming out of the ground.
From nature.
From nature. So if we would just learn these things, then when our body chemistry is out of balance, which is what we'll call depression, we can do something natural that won't create an unnatural response like suicide. And, you know, this is why we, of course, you know, all of our hosts have been pushing the whole, you know, nature, natural, you know, get away from the pharmaceutical industry remedies, because these are things that are creating an unnatural imbalance. Taking your life, that's an unnatural response.
Yes.
But if you are in a low enough state of mind, again, you know, it's the brain chemistry, if you are in a state of mind and feeling that are creating a body chemistry that's out of balance and making you feel depressed, then those thoughts start coming. My life is worthless.
Mm-hmm.
No one loves me. And I think I told this story also. Another story. But I was going through one of those low moments, and I'm in my car driving. And I'm thinking, you know, I really don't have a reason to stay alive. I'm tired of this. I really don't want to be around. I'd rather be dead. And I was at a stoplight about to cross, you know, the intersection. And just as I got ready to put my foot on the gas, a car came whizzing by. And the car right next to me blew the horn, and, you know, that told me to pause for a moment. And as the car came whizzing by, I thought, if this car hadn't blown their horn, and if I had gone out the street, I would have been...
You would have been gone, bye-bye.
And the Spirit said to me, stop thinking those thoughts.
Mm.
Or to create the condition to make it happen.
Mm.
And then I realized, you do create your reality by your thoughts. So I had to take a deep breath and think, okay,
ma'am.
How do I get myself out of this negative train of thought that could be manifested in a physical reality of me ending up dead because I'm actually drawing some accident to me?
Mm.
And, I mean, I had to take a mental health day.
Yeah.
The music, you know, play funkadelics, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And my whole mindset, because, you know, it's so easy to dip into a depression.
Yes, it is.
It spirals out of control. So I would recommend that. Go take some time, play some music that takes you back to a happy time.
Yeah, music does it every time, does it not?
And don't
That's
play the sad
play.
Songs. You know, if you just had a breakup, don't play the sad,
Mm-mm.
No, don't play them kind of songs. Mm-mm. Play happy music. Play dance music. Dance around. You know, just change your whole body chemistry. Remember a time when you were laughing. Play that music. You know, you got it. Because if you can recall, it's like resetting your computer. If you ever had your computer, like, crash or something, and, you know, maybe a technician will come and say, well, okay, I can go back into the history and reset it to a time when it was working. and then that's what will help it to restart. You got to do the same thing with your brain. You got to go back to a time when you were happy and reset. You know, play that music that reminds you of those high school party days or roller skating or whatever it is that you did that you were having fun, you were laughing, sitting around with your friends eating pizza. Recall that. Reset your mind to that time. And then you can reset all of your body chemistry because your mind will recall all of the states of being that you were in at that time of joy.
And you'll begin to feel that inside of you.
Inside.
And it's the feeling of goodness that you want.
That's what you're resetting, that feeling of goodness. Because it's our emotions that create the biochemical reactions in our body. So this is why good doctors today need to be holistic. It's a mind-body-spirit connection. So if you're depressed and they're going to give you antidepressants that change your body chemistry, but they don't change the reason for the depression, they're just going to go back to the depression as soon as the drugs wear off. And that's when you get those extreme reactions. You know, you go from this great high to a real low. And when you come down from that high and go down to that low, that's when you're ready to commit suicide.
Yep.
So that's why you gotta know how to reset yourself naturally so that you don't end up with that low coming off of a high
mm-hmm.
that's been drug-induced.
Mm-hmm. And if you stay around, we'll share some more information with you when you come back on some tips and things that you can possibly do. So stay close. If you want to call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we'll take your call as we go to our first break. We'll be right back.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection. Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
With my co-host and executive producer of The Female Solution, that would be Naima Latif. And our discussion today... Our discussion today is Mental Health Monday. Why are so many people committing suicide? If you'd like to join the conversation, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. If you're on social media, you can comment too as well. Just put your comments right there in the comment area on, we're having an issue with YouTube. So if you can't get a comment in on YouTube, go to our Facebook page, HLNTV1. Or my page, Zelda Speaks, on Facebook. So, let's go to the phone line. 312-671, you're live on The Female Solution. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your comment as it applies to mental health, and why are so many people committing suicide? Grand Rising, who's this? Thanks for calling.
Grand Rising, well, in Yashalom, Assalamu Alaikum, Ahura. We don't die, we multiply. Black is blessed, beautiful, and powerful, and all about success. First, let me officially announce that January the 31st of 2022, this is our year two, and this is the Black Woman time to be on top. And the Female Solution is leading the way, all the way. This is Brother Minister Robert Floyd Cole Plump. Of Plump Foundation, the president of the Harold Washington Foundation. So you all are such a fantastic, beautiful, superstar organization until we have to give you a special day from this day on, January 31st, 2022, is the Female Solution Day. Now, the reason why Sister Zelda, people are committing suicide is because they don't love themselves. They don't know themselves. And they don't know that God is working miracles each and every day when they discover, they go to sleep and they wake up and realize that they should give honor to God, to their father, their mother, and the elders. And this is a opportunity for me to always love the Female Solution, encourage everybody in the world to listen to the world's greatest female Team 23 group, family, or people, and that is you and Sister Naima and all the other sisters too. So that's the reason why people are committing suicide is because they don't know God, they don't know themselves, and they don't love themselves. When they discover that they are the most important person that is living, each and every day, you go to sleep, you wake up, get on your feet, thank the Lord that you are a new miracle. You are a new miracle, and all you got to do is look in the mirror, and you will see you.
Amen. Wow.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Just keep up the good work. You know we love you. Now you got January the 31st of 2022 plus going all the way with the Female Solution to January 31st, 2023.
All right. Thank you so very much, Minister Robert Floyd Plump from Chicago. He always has such an interesting take on things with the numbers. I'm like you. I was listening to the show the other day, Naima, and it's like, I don't know nothing about the numbers and the 2 and the 3 and the 7 and 11 and the 1. I'm not the mathematician. I'm not the person who I don't. That's not me. I know nothing about that. But I do thank you for calling in and for sharing that information. Any of the information that we share, I just wanted to note, any of the information that we share, we'll always put it on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. So I just wanted to share that with you. You were saying?
Well, you know, an interesting thing that he said about people not knowing God and not loving themselves. A few years ago, I think it was a couple of church pastors that committed suicide. Everybody's like, but they're a pastor. How are they, you know, don't they pray? But, you know, what happens when people start judging themselves as going to be either condemned by society or condemned by God even,
mm-hmm.
sense of shame, and shame is one of the lowest vibrations you can have. Often that is the catalyst for people committing suicide. So they've done something, and they're afraid people are going to find out about it, and they'll be publicly shamed. And the thought of that, the pain that comes with public shaming, it's just too overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So they choose death as opposed to feeling that horrible feeling of shame. So things that people have been publicly shamed for, whether it's going to prison or, you know, losing all of their money. And we remember the stories about when the stock market crashed back in the
20s. People were jumping off roofs.
It's like the shame of being broke and poor and homeless, they couldn't take it. So shame is often a reason that causes people to take their own lives. And if you've been raised with religious beliefs that give you the thought that if you make certain errors in life, you're going to burn in hell, you're going to be condemned by God, that's a very difficult thought to be carrying. Because if you can't get consolation from your Creator in the belief that you are eternally loved no matter what you do, then where do you turn when you're in a state of despair? You're afraid to turn to your Maker because you believe that they're condemning you and that you are not loved and you're going to suffer in a hellish state once you leave here. So you can't even get comfort. And then if you're feeling like what you did was just unforgivable, you don't have people you can go to because you're feeling like you're going to be condemned.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people commit suicide with the hope of, well, maybe I'll just descend into nothingness. I just won't exist at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's important for us to raise our children with an understanding that no matter what mistakes you make in this earth school, you will always be forgiven. Because it's understood that we don't know it.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the saying, when you know, but if you don't know, you're in bad shape.
I mean, I have seen...
But you can always learn. You can always learn.
Always learn. I remember the story of this young lady. I guess she was pregnant. I think she was, you know, of course, teen mother. And she knelt down in front of a feeding train. That was her form of suicide, and did sign the cross and everything right before the train hit her. And, of course, the conductor of the train, he couldn't stop in time, so he saw himself, you know, assisting in her suicide. He was traumatized.
Of course.
And, you know, when people take their own lives, they never think of how that's going to affect everybody else, not just the people who love them, but the people who... May witness it. They don't even know them. Like if somebody does something public, like jumping in front of a train or you know, killing themselves. I remember someone committed suicide on Facebook Live. You know,
yeah.
I think Facebook took it down real quick. But I mean, you have people that are doing things publicly and traumatizing everybody that sees what happened. And it's a crazy kind of cry for help. But they don't think beyond this moment that I'm feeling bad, and how what I'm about to do is going to impact all of these people. Just like we've got these murder-suicides going. You know, a person who is distraught because maybe their marriage is falling apart. And they feel like this is the end of the world. I can't live without my family, so I'm going to kill myself. But first, I'm going to kill my whole family.
Right.
Okay, so you don't want to live, but why are you choosing everybody to be gone?
Right.
They didn't want to live anymore. That's you.
Right.
It's a whole distorted perception of reality. And you can't conceive of what's going to happen after you take this step. You just can't see it. You can't see beyond, I'm going to end it all.
Because you're using these eyes.
Yes.
You're not using the heart.
Yes.
You're not listening to the creative spirit that is with you, within you, that can guide you out of this darkness. But you got to pay attention. Let's pay attention to the phone line, 773-213.
That can guide you out of this darkness. You got
to
pay attention.
773-213, you're live on
to the phone line.
Okay, not sure who that is. 773-213. I could just hear myself talking on the phone. I don't know what that was about.
I mean, they probably had you up on Facebook, so you were hearing the playback on Facebook.
Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Hi. Hey, Zelda, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello. Oh,
loud
great.
And clear.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning to you. And this is Rhonda. I'm just
Rhonda.
So overwhelmed with. Yeah. I'm listening. I just got on a little bit. You know, your Monday mornings is a hard thing to get up and listen to, but it's always good stuff. And when Nami, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. I apologize. When she gets on, I love hearing her because she
Naima.
You together really make a difference. Naima, thank you. So what really bothers me, being a mom of a son, an only child with Regina, it's like, you know, just like Naima was saying, it's almost like you don't think about what that does for the other person. You're so in pain that you just, like, say, I don't care how my mother feels, that, you know, that people are going to be possibly judging her. Like, how did you not see the signs? And so that's one of the things that I think bothers me more about when people take their life. I mean, I wish they had gotten help and things of that sort. But as you were saying, Zelda, it's just like you're leaving all these people. You're not thinking beyond. Right then and there, it's like it's so bad that you don't think you can talk to someone. And the really point that I want to talk about is this. It's like you have, they have, well, you would assume that they have money enough. You know, I mean, you know, she's doing some things that it's not just, and these celebrities who kill themselves, you know, it's just like, so when people think like, oh, money make you happy. No, there's a lot of people who have money and they still end up killing themselves.
Miserable
That's
as hell.
Amazing to me.
Yeah, miserable as hell. People think you're worry-free, you're stress-free. You got more worry and more stress than anybody else on the planet just because you are out there and vulnerable.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're right
that's,
on time.
That's,
you're right on target. So
yeah,
thank you.
No, and that's my whole thought. It's like the people who are left behind, I would be devastated. Like, you know, I talk to my son. He lives in another state. You know, like once a week or once every 2 weeks or whatever. And, you know, he's doing his life. He's in his 30s. And so, but I don't know day to day. He's just telling me on the phone, like, yeah, Ma, everything is good. You know, that kind of thing. But when I heard that, my heart broke. I automatically sent him a message and said, just know that I love you. You know, and I don't know whether or not that would be enough if he's in that thought process. I don't think so. But I'm just saying that as a single parent, to be around your son or your daughter or whatever and then to have that happen, that is like such torment, I would think, in that person's heart to know, why didn't I see the sign? What you know, what happened that, you know, that it got that bad? You know, that kind of thing. It just puts so much, like, negativity into their lives for a long time or if they ever get over that, you know, losing a kid and they didn't see the signs of how could it have gotten that bad. So
right.
My heart breaks for Regina King and everyone else, but my point is with people who think like, oh, you know, I'm so destitute, da 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 da. There's rich people who kill themselves. So it's not about like the funding. So
all the time,
yeah. That's it.
You're right on target. Thank you so much, Rhonda, for calling. That's
You're
Rhonda
welcome.
Of ronsway.com. Be sure and go check it out because I've got the coloring books. I've got the.
Thanks, Rhonda.
As a matter of fact, thank you, Rhonda. It's right here. I got my puzzle. and I gave them away as gifts. Can you see that? Is that upside down? Yeah, that is. It's upside down. Yeah. She's got this all kinds of good stuff for people to, not just women, even though her target market is women, but for people in general. If you have a mind and you want to think and you want to grow and stretch beyond your present, wherever you are in life, this is an opportunity. Go to ronsway.com. I'm dead all I am. It makes my day. It just makes me happy, deliriously happy. So if you want to be happy, please go to ronsway.com. But we're on Mental Health Monday. Why are so many suicides? You know, it just makes me grateful that I am not in that train of thought, because once upon a time I was.
Yeah.
So I can imagine what Regina King and Miss America, what was her name, Chelsea Crist. She was a correspondent at Extra and former Miss USA, dead at 30. So you ask yourself, what is going through the mind of someone who's in the public eye, who's so successful, their version of successful, and she was an attorney as well. So it took me back to Donnie Hathaway. And for those who don't know who Donnie Hathaway is, you probably know of his daughter, Layla Hathaway. Donnie Hathaway, most people remember This Christmas and Little Ghetto Boy.
Yeah.
And his daughter, Layla, has a record called Breathe. And when I am out of sorts, I got to play that on the show, but you know on YouTube you can only play 15 seconds of a song, so I got to work on that. But that Breathe video, or music I should say, when I put it on and I start breathing, it automatically calms me down. And that's what you need, something that can bring you back to some sense of sanity,
right?
Not to harm yourself when you are in that state of mind, because you've got to get neutral, because right now you're on the other side. You're trying to get to the other side.
Right.
And speaking of the other side, let me say this. There's a sister on YouTube called Barbara. She's in Jamaica. I got to find the video. And she says mental illness is not always the worst thing on the planet. And I was like, really? Oh, okay. She says mental illness is like a transition between here and the next realm or level of existence. So there's a thin veil. And you're on this side, and it appears what you are doing is out of the norm, because when you're on the other side, it is the norm. I was like, oh, really? Okay, I got a little homework to do here, because that just opened up some neurons, and I'm just popping and thinking all over the place of this life. Because when we walk down the street and see people talking to themselves, we automatically assume they're crazy.
Yeah, and we don't know that they may be communicating with an unseen realm, and they're totally sane. They just have access to another dimension of reality.
That we don't.
With the physical eye.
Yes.
But, you know, and speaking of that, sorry, get some water at the break.
That's why I keep water right here.
Yeah. But, you know, you mentioned, I think the last break we played the on-air commercial. And the on-air network was the, you know, news website. But it also contains a wonderful global guide to communicators who are helping to transform our thinking so that we can have a higher, more empowered understanding of our existence. As eternal beings having a temporary experience, when we realize that who we are the eternal expression of the Creator, having a temporary experience. And when we realize that when we leave this temporary physical body, that the consciousness that we are continues. And not only is there not a hell awaiting people who make mistakes. There's more of a life review so that you understand your mistakes. Just like when you take a class and then you look at your scores and say, oh, I didn't answer that one right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one this way. Oh, yeah. But that's all, because it's an ongoing learning experience, not to condemn or punish, but to help you evolve in your understanding. And the whole lesson that we're here to learn is how to love. Because in the other realm, where we came from before we incarnated, there was only love, only acceptance, only unity. We leave that realm for this school experience in this very negative environment, and the challenge is to master that vibration of love regardless of whatever the other circumstances are. And it's like a game, because truly, when it's all over with, you see, oh, this is just a game. This is like a play. Oh, you know, because every life you live, you give yourself, it's like you write a script. Okay, this I'm going to play this circumstance.
Uh-oh, and I'm losing.
The people, and they like, forgive these people for whatever they did and love them anyway. And along the way, create the kind of life that's going to bring joy. Because we're really here to enjoy this life. We're not here to suffer through it. We're not here to be condemned or made to feel bad if we don't make enough money. All of these things, we're not here to suffer. We're here to enjoy and to create the things that are going to bring joy. So the people on the on-air radio TV guys are using this wonderful tool of the internet to reach out to those who might be stuck in a mindset of self-condemnation based on belief systems that really are obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of the belief that there's this old man in the sky that's ready to cast you into a lake of fire if you have sex before you're married and all that business. You know, all of these things that we condemn each other for. We're creating hell. But hell becomes a state of mind based on what you believe about yourself and what you believe about the Creator that you are expressing through your own personal life experience. So if the thought is, I'm going to be condemned because I lost all my money, I'm going to be shamed because I'm now unworthy of love, that thought can easily trigger the idea to end your life because you are now feeling unworthy of love because of something in your own thought, because of something you've been indoctrinated to believe in a society in which we live, that this is the standard by which you should be judged. When in fact, all of these things that people are ashamed of are things that there should be no shame for.
None.
So now is the time. These suicides are helping us to see that our way of thinking needs to be transformed. Eliminate all of the condemnation for things that have nothing to do with who we are as divine beings. Whether you have a lot of money or no money, whether you have
a little money or a lot of money, it does not matter. This is not about money.
Yeah, not about money, not about how you look, where you live, whether you're skinny, fat, tall, short. You are perfect just as you are because you are a unique expression of the Creator, and you are always worthy of love. Even if you make errors in judgment, even if you make decisions that cause harm to yourself or others, it's understood that you didn't understand.
Mm.
And condemned on that other side, you'll simply be awakened to the reality that you misunderstood. And you get another chance. And so if you leave here, and some people think, well, wow, my loved one commits suicide, they're going to go to hell. No, there is no hell. There is no hell. I know. I love my religious friends. There is no hell. We want you to go on the on-air guide to the uplifting radio TV shows. Listen to some of them. There are links to people who are constantly teaching
That's what they do. They use these platforms to teach so that we can transform that thought. Especially go to Dolores Cannon.
Yes.
Hypnotherapist who's taken people through the process of hypnosis, have gone back not just to past lives, but through the death experience and describe what actually happens when you leave this world. There is no death. There is only continuation of life and deciding new life experiences. But you have a life review in which you come to understand how you affected other lives, how you made decisions based on your error in thinking, and you get an opportunity to change, to select another life experience that will give you more understanding. And so when you know this, if we were able to teach these realities to our children at early ages so that they saw themselves as eternal beings having this temporary life experience and they're here to create joy, then when they go through things, they would see it differently. They wouldn't see it as, oh, I failed in life, I failed my parents, I'm going to be hated for the rest of my life. They wouldn't see it because they would know this is just one life experience I'm having. So I believe these suicides are a wake-up call for us to change our belief system so that we can empower people with the knowledge of who they are as eternal beings, always loved by the Creator, always forgiven, and we're all connected. So if we can understand these things in this life, in this time, then we can end these suicides, because suicide is based on hopelessness and not seeing the future.
Amen. And the future is with you. You are the one that's responsible for the future, so we're going to take a break and bring you the future. So stay close. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
In to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
That is up. Queen on the Female Solution. You on Thursdays, honey. I'm telling you, all the shows are good. But is she a psychologist, a psychiatrist? Which one is she named?
Therapist.
Therapist.
Yeah, she's
But the stuff she brings to the table, baby, I was like, you should see me taking notes, girl. I'm just writing notes all over the place.
My therapy session.
Okay, live therapy. So if you're thinking about suicide, think no more. Think about Thursday morning. You need to be on 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time with Dr. Debbie Green because she break it down and make it so simple even we can get it. That, when I say we, I mean we as people, lay people. We don't understand all the terminology. And speaking of terminology, I know some people don't understand why we have not yet announced the winner of the January Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest because people are having issues voting, and we kept getting freezing. The footage kept freezing on YouTube, so we have to do it again in February because it's unfair to those who were competing and you couldn't see their video. Because, you know, the technical stuff, whatever kept going on. So, in honor of that, we will have it again next month, and those issues will be cleared up by then, hopefully. I know they will. And just to add the fact that we are adding that $500 scholarship to available to the winner because we are honoring the late former Mayor Harold Washington of Chicago. He turns 100 in April. I think it's April 15th. That's your birthday, isn't it?
There is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
April 15th. So it's the Mayor Harold Washington scholarship that we will give to a winner. And also, that information is on our blog at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And if you are aware of what's going on with the homeless, please donate. If you don't get to the Higher Learning Network, find an organization that you can donate to, and also if you can donate clothes, because they need generators. They need generators and they need heaters. And we're going shopping to get one more today. So please, yes, we've given out one in January. We want to give out one every month. Well, we'll see how that goes, but we need your help. So thank you for sending those payments to our PayPal account, higherlearningnw@yahoo.com. But the information is on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And while you're there, be sure and join. Get the information on Click. If you are tired of paying when you order things online and you don't get a fee for that, or a referral fee. You don't get any kind of fee. So Click is on my blog, and you'll get a chance to see that information there so you can make some money as well as get that noni juice, because I got noni juice when I broke a limb, and it helped. Doctor said 6 to 8 weeks. I was off in 4 weeks, but I just thought I'd share.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
So that,
yeah,
so go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and you'll see all the information that you need there. And we have a comment here. It says, Rhonda Thomas. Oh, I love hearing you two together. Just smart conversation of sisters that are woke. Keep enlightening, my sisters. Love, love. Thank you, my sister. And you keep enlightening us because, you know, we can't do it. This is a team effort.
Absolutely.
We can't do it alone. And let's go to the rest of the team. We got some callers on the line. 706-202. I think that is Baba Kwame Sun in Georgia. Would I be right? Grand Rising.
You're very much correct. And assalamu alaikum to Sister Naima. And, you know, you've given an excellent topic, because it's something that it's very important that we focus, because they're dying daily by taking their own lives. The part that we are failing in seeing something is that a child develops in a womb, and it develops with human contact. Then it comes out into the world. And you see now that they're giving these children iPads and phones, and there's a connection of humanness that is supposed to happen in raising that child. We've given them artificial feelings that they have to get from technology that we're not giving as humans. Mm-hmm. And the absence of that is causing their bodies to react. The human body needs human contact, not likes and friends in technology. They need likes and friends in their life.
Say that, Baba. Say that.
We thinking that we're giving more and we're doing more. Technology is a good tool, but the human tool is what the Creator gave us. Is eyes looking into eyes, hands holding hands, not eyes looking into a phone and hands typing in a text message.
Mm, okay.
How have we come to be disconnected as humans? This is what we're seeing, is our children are not living. They can't live because they value themselves by artificiality, not divine guidance.
Yeah. They've taken up the AI and not the UI.
They give the DI, the divine intelligence.
The DI.
Always, we have disconnected. And see, the other part is that in that trauma, this is why I'm working with a lot of the recovering people and addicts, is because we have childhood traumas that makes them addiction. Addictions come from, number one, the word addiction comes from the word addictus, which means that you owe a debt that you are now put into slavery to serve for paying that debt. Addictus means slave. And we are slaves to our substances. And we have now moved from, this is why I say we moved from chattel slavery to debt slavery. Now we're in techno slavery.
Wow, from chattel to what? To debt?
To debt slavery. Because
debt.
You turned around into the industrial age and you went and you started getting credit and you start creating this whole thing of, oh, I got wealth because I got credit. My credit score is this. Your human score, what is it? Zero.
We're now
being valued by behavioral social credit. Behavior social credit. Your behavior is computed through a screen and an algorithm to say how much are you valued as a human being. Why do you think our children are dying?
They're not feeling valued.
Value. Because there's such a big race to get big numbers. I got to have 1 million followers.
Yes.
And the things that they are being given as a measurement of their value are, as you said, artificial things. So
right.
If you feel like you have failed in that, then you feel like you're not anyone of value.
You don't want to live.
As parents don't have time for you, then inside you're going to feel like, I must not be worth the time. I'm not worth their time.
Where did they learn it? But where did they lose it at? Because we as parents aren't giving them lap time. We're not giving them, let's sit down at the kitchen table university and talk about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear what's going on in your world.
Mm-hmm.
We so busy giving them here, take this new iPhone, take this iPad, go in there to get on your computer, take your Xbox and play with your Xbox. We're disconnected. Where we used to have family gatherings, where we get out and we play in nature, we barbecued and we had block parties. How many block parties do you see in the city today?
Do they exist?
We used to take cars on both ends of the street. Everybody on the block came out and brought their wares and fed, and we interacted as a family. We are nomadic people. We are not just technological jargon.
Right. And we don't know that, and we adhere to what they offer us, and we wind up in a place that we don't want to be longer than we want to be there.
And none but what Bob Marley said, none but ourselves can free our minds. And that we've just given them our children's minds henceforth.
Yeah, that's one of the, and you know, as Bob Kwame talks about the fact that our parents are giving their children things so that they can go, you know, go play. You know, because I don't want to be bothered with you. We're learning that this really is not progress.
No.
It's the simple things that are progress. Just sitting around,
looking
your child laughing. You know, things don't cost a dime. These are the things that are the most valued that our children are missing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're learning from the depression, even the thoughts of suicide, we're learning that it's those simple things that are most valuable. So we can go to those things that don't cost anything and start doing those things. And that's what I've been saying. The most wonderful thing about this pandemic is that it's bringing families back together inside the house so that they can start interacting again. That's what we needed. Because that's what was missing with this rat race of everybody rushing here, rushing there. Hurry up and get your children out of bed in the morning. You got to hurry up and jump them off at school so they can get their school breakfast because you didn't have time to fix it. You got to rush to your office and your workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody is enjoying life. They're not enjoying each other. They're not enjoying being together.
Something.
Everything is stressful. Everything is performance-based. You're always... You're going to a job that you're always going to be afraid you're going to lose if you make a mistake. You're going to a school where they always feel like they're going to flunk if they make a mistake. Nobody's happy living.
No.
We created this. We made it. There's nobody, nobody forcing us to stay in this mess that we made. We have the power to create something else. So now,
We got to thank Kofa. Go back and fetch.
People are leaving. It's not fun to be here. They don't want to be in this. They don't want to be living in stress. So we now have the opportunity to decide to create something else, create a life that is full of joy. That is what we have the power to do. So let's choose to do that. Let's choose to make learning fun. Let's choose to make learning based on living a life of service to our fellow beings and creating the things that bring us joy. Let's choose to explore the world, explore the earth, explore the universe. Let's choose to enjoy seeking knowledge, not seeking knowledge because you've got to get a grade, because you've got to get into a school so you can get a job. That's not the reason why we're here. We're here to enjoy this world. So let's create this system that
enhances
joy and dismantle this mess that we've made that makes people want to leave here.
Right.
That's the lesson we're to learn.
Something as simple.
So we have to make it a place
where
we enjoy things.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
But what she's saying is correct. Something as simple as a smile. A baby smiles. Will you put a mask on a baby? Are we going to put masks on our children so they can't show their emotions?
Right.
And this is what they've done. They've taken us who have submitted to it and said, you can no longer show emotional feelings. You have to cover your face.
This has been such a lesson.
It is so backwards, and we just fall right into it. But right now, I got to fall into this call because the show ends in like 10 minutes. 740-963, you are live on the Female Solution Grand Rise. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Greetings, family. My name is Jeff, known by some of the family members as Dr. Jeff. What I'd like to add real quick before, not to waste too much more time, I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona. And I would like to add a female solution. We're looking to the past, and our ancestors have given us a template to fix these things. There is an African-American woman named Nanny Helen Burles. She created a school, National Training School for Women and Girls. And in that school vocation, they taught a lot of vocational skills to help us better understand how to interact with our family members. I think that's a good way to do it. There was one other mention. The Dunbar School. We have a lot of educators in the past who made significant, they put platforms in place to help our people understand what their role is in the family, in the community. And so these things that were Elder Kwame was talking about, that's how they came to fruition is through all these educational platforms that were put in place for our elders. And a lot of those things have been taken away from us. So I would just encourage people to look up Nanny Helen Burles, to look up the Dunbar education and see the other groups of people that supported those educators, because those are platforms that could teach us how to get back into the fold. It's all about education and power. Thank you for your time, and you females are doing a wonderful job. I appreciate you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Jess from Arizona. Bless your heart. Could you please send just a little heat up here? We'd appreciate it.
What he's sharing is very important, because you look at STEM. They organized STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math for black girls, because it's the female, the mother. When you educate a woman, you educate a nation. If you miseducate a woman, you miseducate the nation.
Did you hear that, Naima?
Yeah, that is it. So it's really time for us to re-educate. And again, this is our opportunity. So that school that the brother was talking about, maybe I'll open the mic again and find out, is there a website? And then we got a couple of other calls, 773-977 and 779-801.
Was that 704-963, Dr. Jess?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what was the website that you gave early?
So go to Google.
The school.
Look up Nanny Helen Burroughs.
Spell that, please.
Last name Burroughs is B-U-R-R-O-U-G-H-S.
Okay.
Her first name, Nanny, N-A-N-N-I-E.
Wonder if she's
any kind of Margaret
Burroughs.
Uh-huh. Now, here's the key.
Manny Burroughs. Manny. M-A. Did you say Manny with an M or N as in Nancy?
Man as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Dr. Carr runs a show on YouTube with Karen Hunter. They gave a quick biography of Nanny Helen Burroughs yesterday on the show. Or Saturday, I'm sorry.
Look her up.
Okay.
We're putting together some suggested homeschool programs that people can benefit from, and people who are doing innovative things, teaching our children principles and values.
And that's more
to be transformative, so we're going to definitely look her up and add her to that effort. We got a couple of minutes to grab these last calls.
Okay, 779-801, you are live on the air. Did I get that call?
not yet.
Yes. Grand rising to all. How are you today?
Grand rising, our sister Maika. Thank you for calling, sis.
Yes, and before I go further, because I know we're short on time, I want to invite people as we're moving into celebrate February as our history month, that you go pick up a free calendar download, 11 by 17 download, or you can just pull it up on your screen and go through February with me and the African American History Calendar. And that's at anewbeing.com, anewbeing.com, anewbeing.com. You can pick up the calendar. And I wanted to remind us of a quote by one of our esteemed announcers. He says, good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. You know who said that? Who said that? Howard.
Oh, I think that's in Howard Williams.
Howard Williams says that.
Good
mental health is a result of emotional well-being. And I just wanted to say, as someone who has been called on to address suicide in young people, one of the things that I have found is that it starts in the womb. It actually starts at conception. The purpose, the intent and reason for which a child is born, having a reason. Parents putting that into the spirit and soul of the child when they are conceived, that they are welcomed, that they are loved, and so they don't go through life trying to prove that, you know, because if you don't have that concept within you, then, you know, you got to make yourself feel that way, and a lot of times people don't feel that way. But life has got a lot of hard knocks as one who's gone through one of the things that I found is that because I had a loving childhood, I was like a bebop doll, you know, the dolls with the fan in it that you can hit and it comes right back up. I was able to come right back up despite the knockdowns that I've had in life. And so one of the things that's important is that people be grounded, that people are grounded in good character so that they can come back up as life knocks you down. Because whenever I'm confronted with a suicidal attempt, it's because the person does not have a foundation that is solid enough to sustain them through whatever they're going through. Our foundations are very, very important to us. So we have to create these solid foundations in our lives and in other people's lives, whether we had them or not. It's doable.
Amen.
Also, I want to remind people, if you have suicidal thoughts, go to Google and search EFT for early childhood abuse. And something will come up on YouTube where they'll walk you through that process of healing your inner child. So do that. That's the way to do it. Go to Google and tap and search EFT, which is the Emotional Freedom Technique for early childhood disorders or abuse or what have you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for that. I will definitely include that. Thank you, Maika. Appreciate that. And be
sure to
newbeing.com for your free download of the African American calendar. Thank you so much, Maika. What will we do without you, girl? Don't answer that. Okay.
You're the one. You're the one. Thank you. Peace and blessings to all.
It's a team, my sister. We all do this together. Did I miss any calls, Naima?
Let's see. I don't see them now. I don't know. They might have left 773-977. I don't see them anymore. So they may have.
Shukran. Ghana. Madasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Geret. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan.
If you're on the switchboard and you want to talk, press 1 now because we are going off the air and the Blog Talk panel will not allow you to speak if you don't push 1 right now. Okay?
And God's blessings. All right. Otherwise, you can take your comments. Hey,
the face.
Yes, you can. And it is officially 9 a.m. Thank you so much for joining us here on The After Show with executive producer Naima Latif. I got that from Tony. I got that from Tony because every time he hear your name, he go, Naima, da 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 da. I was like, that's his way of remembering your name, Naima. Yeah.
That's, you know what? That works.
I play name association too, so I understand. Trust me. Yeah, I understand. So it is officially the after show.
Right, the after show with Naima Latif. I feel important.
Well, you are important, girl. You better recognize. I thought you knew.
But you know what's important, though? It's like Maika was saying. When we bring someone into this world, that foundation is so critical for that child to feel welcome. And so if you can have memories of your childhood, like we were talking about going back, so sometimes you have to reset, you have to go back to a moment in time and recreate that feeling. If you have a childhood where there was happiness, where there was joy, where there was laughter, where there was fun, then even when life knocks you down, like she's saying, you can bounce back up. But when you don't have that, that sometimes is what makes it difficult for young people to get through trauma or stress, because they don't have something to go back to. If your whole childhood was stressful and fearful and hurtful, if you were maybe living in an environment, maybe you had an alcoholic or abusive parent, so you never felt safe, you know, at any moment you could be beaten or kicked out of the house or just any awful thing that made you feel like your life was always under threat, then you don't have a childhood memory you can go back to when difficult things happen as an adult. So that's what makes it easier to turn to suicide, because you don't see things getting better because you can't remember a time when things were good. Or you can't remember a time when things got bad, but they got better and they were okay. Because it's like there was always this undercurrent of sadness. And that's why childhood is so good. It sets the foundation.
Naima, I want to thank you for emphasizing that. That's so important. I've actually had clients where I say, go back and retrieve a happy memory. They don't have any.
Oh,
I said,
wow.
Well, did you ever have a birthday party? He said, no, I've never had a birthday party. You never had a birthday party? I had one every year. So it was like, you know, people really, we have to create happy moments for young people. It's so important because they need that to pull on times of stress. And the other thing about suicide is when depression shows up, depression is like a deep low. And on the other side of that, however, is an extreme high. If you can go through depression without drugs, without any chemicals and stuff like that, when you get through with it, you can defeat depression because you'll experience a high, and that'll trump any other depression that comes into your life. I know I did it. A metaphysical teacher told me about that, and I applied it. And since I did that, I've never been depressed since. So. You want to go through the depression, go as deep as it goes, and Zelda, that goes into what you teach, breathing. You have to breathe.
Yeah.
You have to breathe and go through it. That's what you use, the breath to go through depression. And the other thing, and one of the things I'm going to be offering in Pembroke is grounding in the sun in Pembroke, where you can come and take your shoes off, put your feet in the sand, and ground, and we'll take people through grounding exercises and meditations. Yes, so that they, because even toxic emotions and things like that, they have to have some place to go.
Yes.
You know, it's waste. That's waste material. And the way we get rid of that kind of waste, that energetic waste, is through grounding, connecting with the earth. The earth will receive it. You walk around with leather and rubber all day, so none of our negative, toxic energies go have any place to go, so they stay in us.
Right.
Havoc depression and sadness. So those are real issues that we have to address.
My mic is
open. He has another comment. If you want, you can open up the other mics for the others
that
they want.
Okay. Go ahead, Baba Kwame, and I'll open the other people who have their hands up. I'll open up your mic after Baba Kwame Sunhorse speaks. Go ahead, Baba Kwame.
And what Maika is saying is very much correct, because the two things is called depression and hypertension. Because the thing is that life gets to be too fast and you got too much tension and you begin to what? Push it down,
mm-hmm.
push it down. And the body begins to toxify, like she's saying. And the way is that there isn't a way out, and the body begins to react to it by you constantly compressing your feelings and emotions. You begin to put yourself, you become a powder keg. And
ooh.
So the thing that is looked at as what she's talking about, this is why I said on the Overground Railroad, we need oasis. And what she's saying is that we need to create oasis in nature, because even when we wore moccasins, those were leather just like skin, and you could transmit through that leather. This is why they made rubber gym shoes, rubber shoes, and plastic shoes, is to take away your connectivity. And the other thing is that's why we are herded into what we call urban areas, because you're banned. You are banned from connecting to the natural, which is nature. We were made to walk upon the earth, just like you see signs in the neighborhood, don't walk on my grass.
Yes.
You're supposed to walk on the grass. You're not supposed to walk on concrete and asphalt, because that disconnects you. That's why they covered it over, in order for you not to be able to have that energy from above and built tall buildings to knock out the sun. And then concrete and asphalt to disconnect you from the natural energy. And this is why we need oasis, is because our ancestor spirit is in service when we come back to it. Because an oasis is nothing but a place in a desert. And we live in deserts in an urban area.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have food deserts, you have energy deserts, you have community deserts. So you have to find a place with vegetation and water. And being able to get the natural energy, and the water has a memory and consciousness. So if you're sitting by water, then you're getting the ions that comes from water, because the human needs positive and negative ions, and water is a very conductive.
Water.
And we are water.
Yes.
And the human brain is 80% water. So if your neural net is not getting the conductivity of the electrical current it needs, you're going to short circuit.
And then that's why you have those thoughts of suicide. That is a form of short circuiting. Wow. That's powerful.
Something as simple as a glass of water.
A breath of air and a glass of water could change your whole mind.
These things that are happening are showing us that what we're doing, we need to change,
mm-hmm.
because we're living artificial lives, and as a result, we have all of these responses because we're not connected to the natural ways of being, and we're seeing the result of that. So that's teaching us to change what we're doing.
Yes.
Because what we're doing isn't working the way we'd like it to work.
And you said a glass of water, a glass, not a plastic bottle, because a plastic bottle is a petroleum. And it's toxifying the water that you're putting in your body.
Did you hear that? And how many times do you go to the grocery store and you see cases and cases and cases of bottled water?
Yeah.
And we think we're doing the right thing. Let's take a few more, see if we can get a few calls. If anybody want to comment, 740.
Yeah, that was that Dr.
Yes,
Jeff?
Yes, yes.
And Dr. Jeff, did you want to comment?
Yes, I'd like to, if I could add, Elder Kwame was talking about vibrations and back to educating our young females. I'll say this, the vibration of a screaming child, a young child, a child in his brain may be in a crisis. So if we learn how to soothe that crisis in that child's mind and reassure him that, hey, there's nothing for you to really be afraid of.
Mm.
Now, however, that child may feel something or see something or maybe something in his diet. Again, we go back to educating our people, getting back to the fold of how we used to eat. You know, we used to grow our own foods and things like this. So that's all I have to add to the conversation. I was kind of really quick about it. I was taking notes as Elder Kwame was talking, but that's all I have to add, and I'll go back on mute. Thank you for the
thank you for the time
and space.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your information.
Georgia, I have something else to say.
Okay. Micah, go ahead.
One of the other issues that support a lot of people now is that a lot of people are being forced into solitude.
Mm.
They're being forced to stay with them, be by themselves. And people don't know how to be by themselves. They're used to being in groups and crowds and seeking applause and, you know, showing off and doing all the kind of things that people do to get attention.
Mm.
And that's causing people to, well, they don't like themselves. You know, if you don't like yourself, you got to spend a lot of time with yourself. And then,
yes.
That can cause a lot of depression.
No.
Your character is everything. You know, your character goes with you everywhere you go. So if you're not a good character and it's coming back at you because you're by yourself, it can create a lot of depression. So it's important for us to begin to develop great character traits. Be honest. Be truthful. Be just. Be kind. Be loving. Those are important character traits that we need to cultivate in our lives. And what I've come to really deduce about love is that love is like water, like rain and sunshine. You know, God lets the sun and the rain go on everybody, and our love has to be that way also. We have to love people in spite of whether they're evil, whether they're negative. We have a responsibility to learn to love everybody, just like God don't segregate because of the rain. With the rain or the sunshine, even the most evil person can get it, and they ought to be able to get our love also.
Okay.
That's what I've.
Yeah, I think so.
Love your enemy.
Difficult time for people who are living in solitude and don't have people who want to visit them or call them or check on them. I mean, that can be very, very depressing when you are alone and no one seems to remember you. A lot of elders, a lot of people who maybe never married or had children or have siblings, and maybe they're not connected, and maybe all they had was their co-workers, and now, you know, if they either lost a job or now working from home or whatever the case may be, they don't have social interaction. So this has been a cause for deep depression for a lot of people.
Yes.
Where they don't see this, oh, now I have solitude, I can meditate, I can read. They see, oh, nobody wants to talk to me, I don't have any friends. You know, and so they're seeing this solitude, which really is a positive, like you said, if you love your own company, then solitude is a good thing. But if you have never learned how to love your own company and enjoy solitude, it can be very difficult if there are no people, and especially if maybe you were that kind of person people didn't really care for because your personality wasn't present. So now you've got to face that.
We are not taught that as children. We are taught to be... make noise, be among people, but not have solitude. Well, one of the comments says, John Pierre, Blackmore, he's our new team member on the Higher Learning Network. He says, doing a great job as usual, Ms. Zelda. Please keep up the fantastic work, John Pierre Blackmore. Thank you, Mr. Blackmore. Thank you for watching, for sharing, and for commenting this morning. Thank you so much for that. And,
well, you know, I'd like to give some suggestions for people who may be struggling with guilt because of a loved one that committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, I've had an opportunity to listen to some great wisdom sharers. And again, go to onaireverywhere.com and click the On Air Radio TV Guide and listen to some of these people. Some of them are names, as you know, like Yama Van Zandt, and, you know, you might know many of the other names, but so many, the known and unknown, they're inspired to share during these times of transformation so that we get a clear understanding of why we're going through what we're going through. We're going through these things because the world is transforming into a better form of life. And those people who are leaving here, whether it's from COVID or heart attack or whatever, or even a car accident, life is for a reason and a season. And when it ends, it's not a punishment. It's a transition back to the non-physical realm for a moment of rest and reflection, and then we get back in the game. So the person that you think, you feel, oh, I've lost them, I failed, I didn't see it coming, they left me, whatever choice that they made to end this physical life right now, they'll get the help they need on the other side. They'll get the comfort, they'll get the soothing, they'll get the forgiveness, they'll get the understanding. They'll get a time to rest, reflect. They'll get the mental, emotional, spiritual help they need before they get ready to get back in the game.
But could I add one thing? I had another part when I was listening.
But it's understood that you were overwhelmed. It's understood in a way that we may not understand on this side. On the other side, they do understand. Like Zelda was saying earlier, sometimes you see people talking to themselves and think, oh, they're crazy. You know, they're all different dimensions of existence, and sometimes some people do tap into an unseen realm, and that's who they're communicating with, and that might be who's keeping them sane, even though we might see it as insane.
Yep.
But they're able to maintain their balance, and if they're not harming anybody, leave them in peace. Let them survive however it's helping them survive.
Right.
But for those who just got overwhelmed and just felt like, I can't take it, I have to leave here, know that they are getting help and they are getting love, and you did nothing wrong. It's just the assignment that they took on in this life and the circumstances that they faced, it just became too overwhelming for them at this time, and they feel like they need to go home. And home is where the love is.
Yes.
Our eternal home, there's always love. So if they had to go home, it's okay. It's okay. You'll see them when you get there. They're never gone. And they can hear your thoughts because they're not bound by this physical covering.
Right.
So they'll feel your love. They'll feel the regret that you have that they're gone. They'll understand why they just got so overwhelmed. But they will get help, and they'll be okay. So be at peace, even in your distress, that you feel like they're gone too soon. But that's okay. They still exist. They're not gone. They just needed to go home.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll be back in some form.
Go ahead.
At some point.
And Naeem is making a great point, and Maika talked about, you know, the conception of a child. A woman's connection and a father's connection are two different energies in how they love that child.
Mm-hmm.
When a mother loses a child to suicide or to any atrocity that happens that takes that child that grew in her life, there is an energy shift. because of what happens with that being that was made through her by Creator for us to interact with, but she has a deeper connection to that child. And how do we console those parents, that mother, that woman, when she loses that child through whatever way that it decided to leave us here? And it's very important in how we look at how we connect to our children, and even to the part, and what you do, Zelda, is dealing with the homeless. If you're lonely or you don't have any, go give some time and love to a homeless person, to a person shut up in a nursing home, an elder in a nursing home. We can come and give time and love. Doesn't cost you anything.
Don't cost you a dang.
And it'll change your whole energy. It will give you what you were lacking. If you give, you get it back. You're right. That's the most therapeutic thing you can do. Give someone else. When you're feeling lonely, abandoned, forgotten, go and give some time to someone else.
Because you change your focus. When you change your focus, you change your direction. So you want to do
when
that.
When you get out of your own head.
Yes.
You get out and see that there are others that exist, because that's the part of saying that we were nomadic. We were communal people. Now we're so isolated and individualized and imitating something that is not our own way, that we're destroying ourselves, because that did not used to be our way.
No, this is something that we have adopted from this culture in which we live. Huh. Nobody wants
I want to add another point that one of the greatest things we can cultivate in our character is gratitude, gratefulness, because at some point the person who is seeking to kill themselves is not grateful for the life that they've lived and the experiences that they've had. And sometimes that's because they just haven't learned. You know, people complain about everything. That's not a good way to be. You want to learn to be grateful for what life has given you, and just the ability to breathe if you can't come up with anything else.
Right.
That's important.
Without breath, ain't nothing else happening.
Right.
Right. I had a
right on target, Maika.
Yes, I had a friend who worked in the respiratory department of the hospital, and her job was very stressful because, I mean, she was like the first line of defense. You know, when patients came in, she first had to get them breathing, and if she couldn't get them breathing, it's all over.
It's over with.
Yeah, so everything is first to breath, you know. But you know, there are people who have had some life experiences that, because they learn from them, they are able to share. And one of them, matter of fact, we had her on the show. I've been on her show, Caroline Chang. She's also one of the voices of enlightenment on the on-air network. And she has a show called Awake to Oneness. And her son passed away. And she was able to reconnect with him on the other side. And, of course, that was a life-changing experience for her.
Sure.
Because it was confirmation that life is eternal. And, you know, we both shared our experiences with our loved ones that reconnected with us from the other side, that just changed our perspective. People grieve when someone makes a transition because of the belief that their life is over and you'll never see them again. But once you know for sure that they're not gone, they've merely shed this body made of the earth and gone back home to the realm where we all existed before this physical life experience. That understanding just changes everything. It changes your whole life trajectory. It changes your purpose for being here, because you understand that this is like a temporary job assignment before you go back home.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not judging yourself harshly. You're not seeing yourself as a permanent failure. You're not condemning yourself, because you understand. You understand that you are this eternal being connected with the eternal being, and all of us are
expression of the one eternal light. So when you see that and you understand it, it changes everything that you perceive about your life. So many of us are coming to this understanding in this lifetime. And, you know, we're at the age of, you know, 50, 60, 70. But if we could give that understanding to those just coming into this physical existence in childhood, if we could have that understanding when the life force energy enters our womb, if we could greet them with the welcome that they deserve to have for coming into this physical existence through us, and if we could then give them joyful life experiences in honor of who they are and why they came here, then we can change the whole trajectory of planet Earth. That's what we're here to do as global transformers, changing the way we think about why we're here. We're part of a whole universe of beings exploring existence. And there's no reason to be sad or distressed or guilty or feeling shame. All of these things that we've created here on planet Earth that make this life miserable, we can undo these things. We can undo a system of withholding from people so that they have to suffer out in the cold. Homelessness. What in the heck? How are you not having shelter when there's all this shelter around?
Thank you.
Why are we not sharing? So we can change every condition that we have created by changing how we think about our existence. We're here to love. We're here to share. We're here to experience joy. We're here to create. We're here to discover. That's why we're here. And none of these things cost anything. Money is something created artificially. It can be a good thing, but when misused as a way to withhold from some people so that some suffer and others feel better than others, there's something wrong with that.
Yep.
So we have to correct it, because nobody should be suffering. No one needs to suffer. This earth is here for all of us. It was given to all of us for free. And nobody has a right to withhold what anybody else needs for their comfort. So we can start that process of transforming the world we live in. And for those who just couldn't take anymore and had to leave, we love them. We honor the life that they had. We respect their choice if they just got overwhelmed. Yes, it hurts, but we learn something from that. We learn that if we can just teach our young ones that you go through some difficulties in life, but these are life lessons. They're not going to last forever,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be okay. And if we can give them some joy to come back to, so even if they have that difficult moment in adulthood, they can come back to that birthday party when they were 5 years old and everybody was having fun and throwing water balloons and playing musical chairs. They can come back to that feeling of joy,
yep.
and they can reset. They can reset their mind, their heart, and spirit. They can get through that difficulty. That's what we're going to teach them to do, and do that starting today.
Because today is Monday, and it is the last Monday of the month, but it's the first day that you get a chance to make a difference by simply breathing.
Well, and that's a good...
And exhale.
That's a good...
Yes, go ahead, Baba Kwame.
No, I said that statement is very powerful because today is the first day of the rest of your life. You don't
yes.
know if we're going to lay down and go to sleep tonight.
Don't
but
know
we
it.
Know at this now... We know at this now moment we are to appreciate love, that which we're giving, that being under this light, because the Creator has given us an opportunity to make a change and make choices in how we love that which is created by the Creator, because everything on this planet is made by Creator and how we see it. Yeah, we can choose. I love everything. I have the will to say I like or dislike how they love. That's the will that we have. And the thing of it is that we have to understand what Naima is talking about, and very powerful what she's saying, is that we all come from source. We're all source energy. And we're going to return to source energy. We, as Carl Sagan says, we're just stardust, decided to come down and form a body of energy to see all that is part of creation from what comes from above.
Mm.
And so how we utilize the time, well, really, we have to overstand even to untie ourselves, not to be bound by time, because we're put here to emit the energy of divine love.
Powerful. And you, and this is the place to tune in 5 days a week to get this kind of information, because this is what we do. It's the Female Solution, and this is what we do, and we hope that you've enjoyed it. We hope that you will share it, because this needs to be a consciousness of the entire population, not just a few, but the world needs to catch on. So we thank you for that, for participating in the conversation, and please remember to go to newbeing.com for your free download of the African American calendar. And also
a new being.
Oh, okay. A new being. I'll go in and correct that. And Naima, you can give us a rundown of the week. What's going on?
Well, let me see now. We've got tomorrow, of course, self-care with Jodi Susan. So tune back on in for that. And then this Wednesday, we will enjoy a great session with our co-host Kareem Hamid on, as always, addressing how we can make our families more loving, kind, cohesive, and places where we can bring comfort to our children. We'll talk about that this Wednesday, taking advantage of the time away and some of the education opportunities that we have at home for those who are not educated, how to do it so that you're not overwhelmed. We'll talk about that this Wednesday. And Thursday, of course, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green, as always, helping people get through grief and sadness in these times and empowering them with ways to reset the mind, the heart, the spirit, so that you can come out of depression naturally without drugs. And on Fridays, there's health and well-being with Ziata, always empowering with teaching us how our bodies operate, bringing us the latest health news and exposing some of the health myths. And we've been joyfully watching how many have chosen to take back their power and not allow themselves to be bullied into taking on a medical procedure that they don't feel they want to subject their bodies to, and they're not allowing themselves to be shut out of life's opportunities as a result of their personal choice. And we applaud those who are making that decision, and we certainly are keeping track of what's happening there in Canada and other parts of the world where people are taking back their power. We are all in solidarity with that. And, of course, this first Saturday of the month, Anna will be joining us live from London and giving us some deep insights. Again, this is an opportunity for us to tackle our mental health, our emotional health, our spiritual health, and be empowered with ways we can change what's happening between people by teaching them a technique called nonviolent communication.
Mm.
So we'll learn more how to employ some of these strategies for listening to those we believe we're in conflict with so we can resolve the conflict peacefully. And then, of course, you're back on Sunday with Soul Purpose Healing with Viana, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, and more that will help you heal your mind, body, and soul, understanding that the soul is the seat of everything. So we're looking forward to a wonderful week, this first week in February. Many are celebrating African American history, which, of course, is world history. We have been traveling the globe for many, 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 many centuries, and we've had an impact, and we also understand that slavery is not an identity. It is an experience. And it need not be a crippling experience.
Will there be a...
and grow from. So we'll certainly be highlighting those heroes in our history that have gotten us to this point of great growth and expansion and triumph. We look forward to you joining us every day on the Female Solution.
Oh, 7 days. On Saturday, we're not up at 7. Saturday, 12 noon until 1 p.m., just so you know. 12 to 2 p.m., I'm sorry.
Yes.
Naima.
Yes, sir.
Okay, is there going to be a men's roundtable this for February?
Absolutely. We're going to have a men's roundtable the last Wednesday of the month, and I'm always looking forward to it because we learn so much.
Yes, we do. I love it.
Yeah, so look out for that. Matter of fact, let me give you all the exact date of the month so that you can be prepared. That will be on Wednesday, February 23rd. Look out for the
men-only
discussion. And that's led by our coach, Kareem Mead. And we also are broadcasting simultaneously with the American Muslim 360 Blog Talk channel. So we get a chance to reach out to our global family with men talking to men by the women. We just have a glass to the wall, as our sister says, to listen in and learn something so we can have more compassion and understanding for our brothers.
And that was Wednesday, February 23rd?
Yes, ma'am. Wednesday, February 23rd will be the February Men's Only Discussion.
It's the Men Only Discussion. All right. 23rd, so be sure and tune in at 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. You want to say, give a closing thought, Baba Kwame Sanhors?
I was saying is that it's two important times that falls in on the 23rd of February, because 2/22/2022 is the alignment with Pluto in Capricorn, and this country was founded in its alignment in 1776 on that day, on that alignment of what's going on above, and the 24th will be my solar return. So it's kind of like a birthday present both ways.
Okay, now say that in English in layman's tongue, your return.
It's birthday on the 24th, and then what was that, on the 22nd?
Yeah,
the
22nd is the, right, and if you look at the numbers, it's 2/22/2022, and that
right.
is the galactic alignment of,
wow.
of Pluto and Capricorn, and that is the energy that this country was founded in that alignment in 1776.
Wow, that's powerful.
And that energy is one of awakening, because there was a decision to transform, a decision to create something different based on
right.
a concept of all beings being equal, as opposed to the thought of a hierarchy controlled by a monarchy. So this was a new thought being put forth. So it's significant
right.
because we're now at a stage where we are putting forth a new thought.
Right.
Well, thank
and,
you for that
and
thought
don't
and
forget.
All your thoughts as we close out the show today. Be sure and go to my blog, zeldaspeak.wordpress.com. We apologize that we could not announce the winner for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest from Saturday due to technical difficulties. We'll be back on next fourth Saturday from 12 noon until 1 p.m., so be sure and join us then. Children ages 13 through 19 can submit their one-minute video through our YouTube. Well, it has to be their own YouTube channel, so they have to get the YouTube channel. And they can send that to hlntvshow@gmail.com so that they can participate in the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And they can vote right there.
One quick question.
Uh-huh.
One quick question. Will those who participated last time will be replaying their
yes.
video?
Yes. Yes, we will. Yes, we will definitely be playing playing their videos. So, okay. Any questions during the week, you can always email us, info@higherlearningnetwork.org. That's info@higherlearningnetwork.org if you want to call 312-409-6619. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned for our last promo of The Female Solution. Thank you so much for watching. Please share this video and make it a great day. And don't commit suicide. Well,
yeah, we need you here.
We need you here until it's your time to go. So thank you.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Because there is no us without you. So keep that in mind. And thank you so much for joining us here on The Female Solution. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning with Jody Susan, Susan Essential Self-Care. We'll see you then. Stay on purpose, stay in power, and we'll see you then. Namaste. Hotel. Love, peace, and hair grease. How about that? All righty now. I think we are off the air. As a matter of fact,